people. We want not Mr. Fink. We want three attorneys' opinions. We want them by a certain date. And we then want a redraft by another certain
date. He wants a timeline, yeah. What Andy is proposing.
But basically,
I think we agree at the end, though. Once we agree,
I don't happen to agree with him, but
basically,
what Andy is proposing is a timeline.
But this is also this lawyer who drafted this document has a time frame. I mean, they gave him 2 weeks to do this, and he explained even in the letter. I mean, he's saying, you know, he's was his excuse, and I said that he's right. Maybe he shouldn't do a better job.
Maybe he should have said, I can't do it.
No, I mean, he complained about that he couldn't research more because of the time frame that he was operating. But Michael's saying right now is that we've been past the resolution that we're working on to see if what you have in there that we can just vote on that and what the people have been recommended. One is, or let's see what you got in there.
Okay. Well, it's the KPFA one, but it changes the 50% requirements to specific requirements. The second toilet item there, it broadens it to prominent civil and human rights activists and attorneys.
But that will be.
I guess I think some attorneys are also asking this inclusive. But if you feel uncomfortable, add the word attorney.
We want to use the guy.
Maybe some
attorney.
And then there's some statement that has not been made specific about adding further time. No one suggested any actual time, but just putting in an extra sentence that sufficient time be given. That was it. Sufficient time be given.
I think that
to do what? I'm not quite sure.
Well, I think that was the other part that we wanted to take an affirmative stance that we have a history that is committed to egalitarianism, and that we want to pursue, fully explore, and pursue mechanisms that optimize the inclusion of the disenfranchised. I mean, that's what our purpose is. God forbid we should think about not incorporating in California.
Okay. Well, why don't we...
I'm very serious.
It's very serious. A very serious question.
Okay.
Where's the best state?
We come out. So that will be the recommendation. That will be addressed to the Pacific National Board.
But are you saying that we're given sufficient time? I think that I'm willing to sit here that we figure out what we want done and how much time we want to do it, and that we recommend them to them that it takes 1 month to do it. That we say that we think it's about 1 month instead of, because otherwise, it's on the board to do sufficient time, and then give it in 3 days then, let's say. That's what we asked for, that's what we got. We leave it up to them completely.
Exactly. No, micromanaging, we say we want the national board to come up with that time.
What I'm saying, though, is that process has faltered, and I'm willing to look at some notion specifically since one of the proposition made there earlier, and look at some time based on some real things, what we want done, and therefore we want that mission. That mission.
So, do you want to propose the time?
Yes.
Well, that's why I wanted to do the time thing at the end.
Okay.
And so, I'll try to say it again. I felt we could.
But what did you say?
I'm only leaving Susan's aspect out of the way for the moment.
Susan was very simple in telling that she's suggesting that should be the process to choose the lawyer where the lab, I mean the
process,
right, should be agreed on.
Well, but I'm saying we didn't put anything on
right yet. Right, criterion, whatever they come out with. But the process should be that everybody should be agreed that that's the person that we're going to
select. And you're suggesting that it's imperative that we email something tonight.
Yes, we can do that too. I agree with you.
Well, that's what we're supposed to do. They're expecting something.
They expect something tonight or tomorrow morning. But I guess that would be some of the recommendations.
You have made a point about adding to the notion of having the opinion of a prominent civil rights lawyer, that you wanted to add something else to that?
No,
are you satisfied with this language?
it's not the most critical thing, but we just put human rights and it's really these are constitutional questions. Nobody
calls
themselves
activists.
Well, no,
the
activists want to hear it.
I thought that there are advocacy and activist groups.
No, but that was for a different part. That was for the panel.
Yeah.
But I'm saying right here in the resolution itself, the main core. Did you want to add? They call it for the PM.
We get ready to be
Do you want to add into this language, or are you happy with the way it is now?
I prefer that it is always inclusive of the fact that we seek political and legal advocacy positions on these questions. Otherwise it becomes mechanical and we become wedded
even
to
the
lawyers
itself.
Driving the engine of social change. And we are not.
Okay, can we get
on the
line?
So I just put
the
advocates.
Right.
That's the line.
Right. Yeah, but don't treat me. You said short
points
like
it's
20 minutes.
Well, I don't. No, not if I say short. The word advocacy allows for both legal and, for both lawyers and others that can weigh in on an issue. For instance, there may be legal activists that are not lawyers in California and other places that may be useful in providing input. So if the language simply says or includes advocates, legal advocates, human and constitutional, human and civil rights, legal advocates and activists.
This language says A, by the way. It says A prominent, one person. So do we want to say...
Right, we're saying something...
Do we write lawyers...
We're saying something different. There may be lawyers and or legal advocates.
I agree, but I think we make a specific recommendation to the National Board.
Right.
But I think this particular one refers to one individual only.
Okay.
Not it's a lawyer, but it's only one lawyer.
I'm suggesting these as friendly, amendments or comments. So the motion maker comments.
We're seeking the opinions and discourse from, I could leave without the word prominent, or something kind of related from there, but with constitutional scholars, and human rights advocates.
Okay, let me give you my word.
Okay.
This is the question of the motion. We, the WBAI lab, respectfully request a 1 month postponement of the IPN.
Why respectfully? What do you mean respectfully?
Please. You don't want me to respectfully request?
Just request.
It's okay. 1 month postponement.
Let him read it.
A postponement of the IPNB meeting at which the final draft will be voted on to allow time to obtain other legal opinions from activists, civil and human rights attorneys, and opinions of civil and human rights activists as called for in the KPFA lab resolution, and have thorough discussions throughout all the station areas as to the effect of these issues on the wording of the bylaws.
Okay, well, you want to tweak it?
The reason I have a problem with it personally, that's my bias anyway, I agree that's what it is. I felt that we should say that we want, instead of just very quickly say we want an extension, and I thought we should go more heavily as to more in detail as to why we want the extension.
Precisely.
So I thought that we should say that we want that language, and then say consequently, and because of this,
exactly,
we want, and really spell
words,
out why we want the extension.
It's an affirmative statement that there's something that we believe in and that this network has stood for, and it mandates that there be a preemption of the upcoming meeting to have a fuller discourse and to seek a more full-blown opinion from people who have immersed themselves in these issues.
So what do you think?
You want something just,
So he should explain, you're saying that he should explain why?
It's not a mechanical, just a couple, because for, you know, we have been on the cutting edge of progressive politics and inclusion throughout our history. We want to remain that way. The position that has been ventured flies in the face of that. Okay. And we are seeking other positions and discourses to come out with a more inclusive way. I mean, it's a couple of sentences. If somebody, if we accepted the spirit, we could spend a couple of minutes after and come up with a couple of sentences.
Yeah, but the thing is that who's responsible for it?
Maybe give like an explanation, sure, and maybe one sentence.
Do you have something?
Well, can I just, if we accept the spirit, if there's a couple of us who would stay behind for a couple of
days. Actually, I think that we should do this, because when people, who knows what that, I just afraid that.
Okay,
but
didn't you say something, Ray, before, when you were talking
before? Actually, what I had in mind, we'll put more time, what I had was really to say, for example, to me, if we reinforce the fact that we feel that KBF, that we don't, that we are ready, that all, we know that other labs feel that way, and I wish we knew before we send it that other labs were sending it. So we would say, like KBFK and KBFA, this lab, you know, requests, request the PNB to obtain the opinion of scholars.
Legal scholars.
And you had added something there.
With expertise in constitutional legal scholars and advocates.
Advocates. Familiar with both California and federal law. And then concerning the legality of putting diversity minimum requirements in our bylaws.
Well, you should take out diversity minimum requirements. That already weights the thing in a certain
way. Diversity requirements.
Not the spirit, but that inclusion. We're looking for a lot more than spirit.
That inclusion is incorporated in the wording of the bylaws.
We're going to get spirit.
Are you using this language at all? Is it this language at all?
I would say no.
That's the president's want. I love diversity. I just don't want to implement that.
As long as it's not a ghost.
But because basically, I mean, they're agreeing with what we just read.
At least that's what my lawyers are
implementation. Right.
It's very nebulous.
Do you want to read that again?
Okay. Yeah, Andy, please.
No, I didn't get it.
Well, actually, it's here already. We could just type it. It's all right. I suggested we could put life. By the way, if I'm making some mistake in grammar, correct me. Point to this thing. We still. Well, let's like the KPF lab. You know, the WBA.
Request the IPMB to obtain the legal opinion. And there it differs. A legal scholars familiar with.
And this is called, maybe I've added something. And
the constitutional.
You said scholars, you wanted.
Scholars and advocates.
And advocates, comma, familiar with both California and federal law.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. We're familiar with California
and
federal
law.
Both
California and federal law. Concerning the legality of putting.
Concerning the legality of.
Or no, just I would say the implementation is an affirmative. You're accepting already. This guy says this is legal. We don't have to do that. There are other ways
of doing it.
No, you're saying an affirmative.
You have to be affirmative.
We're asking for delay so that we can be able to have thorough discussions throughout all the station areas.
But that's what I'm after. I don't
care.
Okay,
okay,
but you have to say that to ensure that inclusion is incorporated.
Let him get this before that.
Okay. In order for Pacifica, within an aggressive tradition, to implement the most diverse or inclusive.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
But I was just saying that the FAA didn't ask for the panel to take this before the decision is made. He didn't say that the panel should be right away. To me, I interpreted that to mean that the panel will be after.
Right, but the point is that what we're doing this for is because within our, to continue our progressive tradition of seeking the most expeditious, effective, mechanisms to optimize the inclusion of the disenfranchised. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's why we're
don't
doing
talk about
it.
I'm instead of changing that language, by the way, from, as Mimi says, instead of saying that we're seeking concerning the legality, you know, like, I think another lawyer, is it legal for us to do so?
Right, we're really seeing the institutionalized.
You want to figure out mechanisms for optimizing the inclusion of people who have been disenfranchised. I mean, that's part of our heritage.
Can we put it in bio term?
All right. Let's see if we get
it's pretty bylaw-ish.
Okay, let's see what Andy got, and then
well,
he's going
to it gets a bit vague. Here it goes. The WBAI lab requests the IPMB to obtain the legal opinions of legal scholars and advocates familiar with both California federal law concerning the implementation and optimization of inclusion of the franchise.
Yeah.
I think we should be
say that that's asking for 1 month postponement.
But we didn't get
that. Comes out, or that comes out.
Or those who have been disenfranchised.
Yeah. So therefore, we're asking for a month. So
because before that, first of all, the paper that Bob presented, I would like to hear the rationale for them to ask for 1 month, if you don't mind at some point.
Ray, do you have an objection to adding an underrepresented?
No, I don't have any objection. I just want to put a little bit more. I want to reference that bylaws.
No,
no.
It does not necessarily have to mean that.
No?
No.
But
do you want to mention that's being done towards setting up bylaws? I mean, should we mention that? What's implied?
It's implied.
Okay.
But are you asking for a month after?
We're not asking for any time yet.
Oh, I don't know if it's coming out. That you always asking for a month.
It's coming up.
We're asking for a month after you know when the meeting going to take place, and then for the Pacific Council of Board, or you're just asking for a month from now to now.
No, based on what I read that the UCCOP is presented, there were other issues besides that one.
Where
they were
asking for research. Just put sufficient time.
And leave it to the board to decide?
No. I don't know that the board has. The board can make proposals, but I would say sufficient time, which is a little less defined because I'm not sure.
No, but I'm saying he said a month. I wanted to hear what that proposal had.
Okay.
Which I thought you
could be
more. What follows after is that we ask for, let me know if you guys agree, we ask for a written opinion, or you know, if you think that it's always to be, a written opinion discussing the issues raised by Kevin Fink, good name. I'm sorry, no, I didn't need to say that.
Yeah, I heard it.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
We asked for written opinion discussing
the issues raised by Kevin Fink's apostrophe S opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
The potential consequences to Pacifica if these requirements are put into bylaws. The potential consequences to Pacifica is here. He says if you put such requirements into bylaws.
We can make it better now.
Okay, fine.
Before I go to some people, let me see, Andy, what you got to see if we can get.
And also, our opinion as to the strongest possible diversity permissible. I think that's good.
Is that part of?
Yeah, I'm reading.
It's just
about
the word permissible, the
I'm
strongest
reading.
Diversity.
And also, our opinion as to the strongest.
I would say the broadest.
Diversity.
Broadest inclusion that can be accomplished.
I would say the broadest inclusion rather than diversity.
Permissible.
Yeah. Permissible.
And take out permissible.
Okay. So whatever language you feel.
Yeah. that can be brought up.
But the notion that not only we ask that first, it be not in writing, second, that it discuss, give us an opinion as to the conclusion that Mr. Fink came to, potential consequences for the corporation, and also an opinion as to the strongest possible
inclusion that can be accomplished. And by the way, I just wanted to say, not everything winds up being a legal position. You know, Parrish thought, I was serious, and I'm not saying it's the only way, there are different creative ways of looking. It's not only a matter of law, but supposing you didn't want to and didn't choose to incorporate again in the state of California. Is it more important to have an office in Berkeley, or is it more important to have inclusion? I mean, there are a lot of issues and political solutions to things, and people shouldn't be cowered by the mythology or the way we, the kind of bourgeois notion that lawyers somehow issue the edicts that we must follow. There are other potential solutions to what we seek. I'm just raising that. That's why I wanted activists also.
Okay.
Somebody may come up with a conclusion we shouldn't be.
Okay, let me go very quickly.
I know, God.
Ray, you finished?
Well, that was that part, and then there was the second part. Oh, no, and then.
But what I didn't understand, you know what? I don't know. You've been reading for a long time.
But I'm reading from the text.
Well, I think Andy's got 90% of it.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, please, because...
Okay, the BAI lab requests the IPMB to obtain the legal opinions of legal scholars. The opinions of legal scholars and advocates familiar with both California criminal law concerning the implementation of and optimization of the inclusion of those who have been disenfranchised and underrepresented. We ask for a written opinion discussing the issues raised by Kevin Fink's opinion, the potential consequences of bylaws with the requirements, and also an opinion on the broad conclusion that can be achieved with bylaws.
There's one more sentence here. It's important. We ask the FBMB to obtain such a written opinion prior to voting. So we have to decide if we want to say that or if we want to actually give them a specific time when we want. Because he says prior to voting on the bylaws and to make the opinion public.
That's great.
So to get a written opinion before the national board vote.
And this says they have to be moved, but this implies that they cannot hold it in 5 years.
All right. So before that's the last part that we're going to ask.
That a written opinion be distributed prior to any vote. And that if
you
public,
what did you say?
It's
just written opinion.
Everything is on the internet now.
No, not all.
Well, at least the part that is creating controversy. Okay, so with that, we end that session. Okay?
Let Andy be sure that he's got the right language here.
Prior to voting on the bylaws and to make the opinion public. Actually, I wanted to tell them exactly when. And if we say 2 months, then again, we're leaving them.
Okay, leave it open.
We have to go back. We have to revisit that, by the way.
So everybody's agreeing on what just Andy. Can you read it just for the last time?
We had the word adequate time because really it's just time for people to do these.
Just add the adequate time. I don't mind.
Just adequate time for a written decision to be. Because it really does. Yeah.
Okay. Adequate time. Is everybody, is the people agreeing that out of the time is okay?
She has a question. There was a proposal of
adequate, reasonable time.
I stuck that in the second sentence.
I just want to make the case again for explicitly listing an amount of time.
Requisite.
Just with the IPMB. use what they considered
as other
time, which
was 5 days.
It wasn't resulting in a debacle.
I agree with
and
you.
They may be planning to do something similar and say, okay, you
a bum rush. So do you want to do minimally then, which is just the compromise condition?
They haven't finished yet.
A minimal amount of time. That's all.
Well, you would have do that.
No, setting with a minimal level, a month hence, minimally.
Right, I said at least a month.
Okay, so
probably.
It's not only the time for the opinion,
and that's,
which may take a while to make sure that it's really thought out by the lawyer, but then time for the community nationally to talk about.
Okay, so before was that it was often, now is at least a month. That's what you're saying?
4 weeks or longer is necessary.
I want to put in an adequate time.
But that's kind of
review. An adequate. See, when you start saying a month.
Yeah, but he just told you.
Friendly,
the last sentence, 5 people.
Language is friendly. And what's your point? Because I agree. If you say that we think this requires an adequate time of at least or no less than a 1 month, what you do is you make the point about adequacy, but you also set a floor below which they can't.
Guys, can people just wait? Because people be raising, some people say adequate time, some people say a month, somebody say a week, or whatever time you need it. So can we just hold for a second. So is there agree that a month, is somebody say adequate time?
No, we all agree at least a month.
At least a month. So now the next part will be where you're going to put that at the end. That's what you suggested.
Well, I was suggesting put it at the end when we know everything. We want collusion. We ask for postponement.
Okay. So
I stuck it in here.
And you can always move it back.
Yeah, but you have to stick it at the end because the people.
You don't have to.
You can move it easily.
Or underline it, or italic, or whatever.
She's a long highlight. Typical of legal documents. Okay. You can put anything.
Okay, so. Okay. But we need to read it, and the people who want to agree, do you want to read it before people vote on that, before we lose the quorum here? People are leaving.
Okay. The WPAR lab requests the IPMB to append the opinion of legal scholars and advocates familiar with both California and federal law, concerning the implementation and optimization of the inclusion of those who have been disenfranchised and underrepresented. We ask for adequate time, at least 1 month, to obtain and review written opinions discussing the issues raised by Kenneth Fink's opinion, the potential consequences to specific bylaws with these requirements, and also an opinion on the broadest inclusion that can be achieved from bylaws. We also ask that such written opinions be openly distributed prior to voting on the bylaws.
Okay, so...
Is that a bath? Could we put it in
parallel? Wow, my God.
All right.
Yes,
good. Okay.
Too much respect.
All right.
Well, no,
so
respect.
People who are agree, we would just... Andy Ray, please raise their hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
People who oppose it, raise their hand. Abstention. Okay, 2 abstentions.
Can I make a public comment?
Yeah.
Yes, I feel that this board, because they feel they're out of tune with the other boards, now has agreed to form an alliance with the IPBN and not ask the other boards to jointly ask for an extension of time, which I think they did.
We are before. We're talking to the boards this Friday.
Oh, so it's going to be on the grid and they're going to vote on it?
No, this is addressed to the IPBN, because they're the ones who can get the lawyer.
This is what KPFA
That's what I'm saying.
This is what KPFA
Spielberg flew yesterday from KPFK to work together with KPFA to do that.
I think I may ask, I think there are two other sections.
First, we were talking about, by the way, you can just take it from here. He says that the National Panel of Prominent Civil Rights, I'm sorry, not that, where's the word, that civil rights attorneys and human rights activists be convened to discuss the diversity issues in the bylaws, and that the discussion should be broadcast live on all five stations.
Does anybody remember what Gail was saying?
I think that would be wonderful. I think that should be added.
Pardon me, do you remember what Gail raised here about this getting this thing to Gail?
No. I just want to finish.
Let me read Gail's proposal. In order to achieve the fullest possible representation of diverse communities in the Signal area, one quarter of the seats of both the listener sponsor members and the staff members will not be subject to direct member election, but rather will be left open until after each election is concluded. At the local station board's next meeting following the election, the local station board will elect candidates to fill all of the remaining seats in order to fulfill the goals listed in Article 1, Section 4, so long as all of those candidates had been on the ballot in the just concluded election and had received at least one quarter of the votes of the lowest vote getter who was elected.
What we're doing right now.
I mean,
I'm just bringing it up because Gail left it and wanted us to consider it.
Yeah,
I think we should at some point, but I'm not sure that's exactly
right. I think one of the dynamics going on right now. A reference to the lawyers has been, I mean, I think that...
But I think we need to finish this last sentence.
Okay, here's what I got. That a national panel of prominent civil and human rights activists and attorneys be convened to discuss the diversity issues in the bylaws, and that the discussion be broadcast live on all five stations.
That's what it was? That's what it was?
But it's a short version of it.
Yeah, I didn't get everything.
I mean, well, you need to put...
Can you just put legal scholars instead of...
Practically speaking, I mean, is that
attorneys?
I mean, you don't need to go into the whole department.
I agree.
There are people.
Well, did you send Miguel? I didn't hear. I mean,
he had a shorter version.
I mean,
yeah. Sure. Now he got a shorter version. What just Ray has read.
We're going to have to get one more. And I think that's the one I mentioned earlier that KPFA put for their concern. And that we can put that our representative convey to the IPNB that our lab will not ratify the final bylaws if these provisions are not adhered to.
It didn't include our resolution in. So we will ratify the bylaw.
We're saying that the same way KPFA said they won't ratify unless the local boards have full power to hire the special manager.
No, don't mention
we're
that.
We're saying that we have a similar language that our representative convey maybe to the IPNB that his lab or the LSB, this lab will not ratify the final bylaws if they're both provisions, are not adhered to?
No, you want to put in the same language that they put it with the session.
But they were referring to something else. So they put the local board that doesn't have the power delegated to them.
If they comply with this WBAI lab won't ratify the bylaw.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, can I just say that's quite different than the spirit of the KPFA resolution, which was on a very distinct item in the bylaws that they want to include. We're saying if this path, this route, procedure is not adopted, no matter what bylaws from them, we're not going to go for them. That's really shooting yourself in the foot.
But they're also saying that.
Well, actually, I think that's what they are saying.
Yeah, no, they're saying the same thing. If you don't have a local board to hire a manager, we're not approving the bylaws.
There's a very specific item in the bylaws. So
we're saying unless you make time available for discussion done properly, like corporate council, we're not approving the bylaws.
But it's not saying what the bylaws might end up being. It might end up being great.
But that's not what they're saying. But without a discourse, All that's being said is if you don't engage this discourse at this point, we cannot vote affirmatively.
I mean, we can say we cannot say that we will not. And you want to vote? We cannot is a
general. I would regard as a general. We can't without having this full discourse. The issues are too great importance to
us.
We'll be compelled to reject any vote on the bylaws without a fuller discourse on this matter of strategic importance.
We cannot ratify because we wouldn't have had a discussion. I think that was a good point that you raised earlier.
Can you remember when you got on?
I like my language
better. Well, I got a very abbreviated version. That our representatives convey to the IPMB that our lab cannot ratify the final bylaws without this discussion.
Or without this process being implemented. It's a process we're looking for. With this process being implemented.
And I think that's discussion the whole lab, not just what they talk about is an open discussion of these proposals. That's what you're saying.
Just suggesting, I guess, you're going to hijack in the whole thing.
She's also saying that besides that many of the people were not here, like John Cohen, and the Dusty Board.
There's no question about that, but we do have a quorum here,
and not only that, but there was also a precedent because it was also similar language already in the language, and all we did was make it specific to DAI. And so that if somebody, if we see now that we've hijacked,
Are we adjourned in the meeting?
I don't know. Are you asking?
Yeah.
We don't really have a question.
We need to vote.
No. Wait. Everything.
Well, there was a vote taken on something, and then we have
to add something. Actually, which is the last part that we just add? That's what people need to vote.
Well, two sentences. Similar to the second and final KBFA. The first one is that a national panel of prominent civil and human rights activists and legal scholars be convened to discuss the diversity issues in the bylaws, and that the discussion be broadcast live on all five stations. The other one is that our representative conveys to the IPMB that this lab cannot ratify the final bylaws without this process being implemented.
So, if you go ahead and agree with those two, I thought we just get the first one in
the first one.
Right.
But then,
so we just voted.
Was the first one too?
Right. We voted on that. So we get that. But if the people want to just to kill the whole package, just vote that. People are. Right. I mean, because.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
People won't agree with the last.
We're taking a vote?
Two sentences that were read by Andy. Are you aware of it? For what it was? Okay. Please raise your hand.
6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oppose. Abstentions. 2.
Okay.
Okay. So the meeting is adjourned.
I have a really quick comment for your next meeting.
We did
in the lawyers. Efforts to redraft, supposedly, you know, according to the law, he also went way beyond legal things into his own personal preferences, and even Carol Spooner is upset with it. So, there's a lot of specific problems that he's introduced that need to be addressed. So, she has said that she's going to ask him to reverse those, but even after that, there may be things that slip through. So, I just think this board should allocate some time for the next meeting to go through, and I have suggestions. Other people, a lot of people, have made suggestions about things that may seem like small wording things, but that have really important implications all throughout the entire document.
Okay,
yeah.
They're not for tonight.
Thank you.
I didn't even think about it. So, for the next meeting, let's see with the dynamic this is going to be probably
we're voting that this is said tonight so
going to be
at
February
4th
yeah
okay.
Tonight and tomorrow morning
Tuesday is
Carol Spooner.
Well yeah, it should get distributed to everybody on the IP.
Well she's the secretary of the board. That's what I meant. I didn't mean as a
and it definitely should be sent to our colleagues on the other board.
That's right. And then we need to
call another meeting before that.
Yeah, I would think it's before the national board meeting definitely we need to have another meeting, and this also will demand another meeting. I don't know what will come out, but it will be another document probably longer than this one or bigger. Thicker or something, so that the people had to take a look, and I don't know how fast that want to be done. So, and also we had to take a look to what other labs decided to do. So, I would say that maybe this, at the end, the beginning of next week, we will have a better idea, and then we come out with a date for the next meeting.
Well, we've got a lab,
and you really do need to read this, because there are lots of little issues that are not so little in there.
And, also,
and I mentioned some of them, but as Bob said, there are many
the
more.
The devil is in the details.
Yes,
the first Tuesday in February is the 4th. That's Tuesday the 4th. I don't know if that's a problem.
But
do you think there's a different day than that you want to have?
Maybe it could be, but just in case, because it could be some kind of a meeting that needs to be
Saturday,
put it together really quick.
If we give an extension,
the two-week meeting is based on the old schedule.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
The 2 weeks is that you're talking about is based on us doing the thing on five days and then going to the lawyer.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying.
But I'm saying the meeting in 2 weeks is mandated by that process. If we ask for an extension in a month, we don't have to have a meeting in 2 weeks if we don't want to.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
Miguel said that there's supposed to be another document because this one does not reflect whatever process is going on right now.
You're not getting it right. See, what happened is that the formal process is that we have 5 days. So by tomorrow, this is sent to the lawyer.
Right.
Okay. And the lawyer is going to accommodate whatever he thinks is legal in our suggestion, and then give it to the national board.
And then
national board accepts or rejects it. It was accepted. Right. They vote on it, and then they send it to the labs, and the labs do it again, and then it's finished. And then immediately after the election period opens.
Exactly. And
I'm saying all that is predicated upon
as accepted in 2 weeks and then everything else. If we are asking for 1 month and we get it, then we do have money. I'm not saying we cannot expect that then we lose and have a potential
not
missing.
That's all that I'm suggesting. If we were talking, Miguel's point was we might have to have a meeting before or special meeting before or in between at some point.
Right.
I would suggest...
No, but not just us.
All I was suggesting was since our next lab meeting is itself 2 weeks, to devote that lab meeting entirely to the issue.
Right.
That's all I was saying.
Right.
And
right.
No
right.
Other issues. Hopefully we would have something
yeah.
done.
Right.
It's about 2 weeks before the next meeting.
Right.
So
yeah.
rather than
well,
putting
right.
pressure
exactly
on the issue, that's what I was saying.
And,
and the only reason I know that is because I'll be going away on that Thursday, so I know the time.
Okay. All right.
I don't
so,
know if my mind is where we're most
comfortable
with
that.
No. You don't know that with this meeting, you are looking at the month when you go.
Exactly.
2 weeks.
Exactly.
Did you see me at the regular board meeting?
No.
This is an emergency meeting. So that's just my suggestion. Could we agree to that, though?
Yeah, no.
I think we hold our regular meeting on the 4th. Okay,
but let's see what happens. I mean, also this is a suggestion. I mean, at the right day. Let's see what happens. So we can.
We may not even have this.
Right. Well, yeah. But we take a look at that and then.
Okay. So we won't
have
the next
meeting. We'll wait until the 4th.
Right. Until the 4th. And
all right.
I have it somewhere.
This is what happens.
This really is a special meeting.
Did you adjourn the meeting?
I don't know. We did already. Do we adjourn the meeting?
Yes, I make a right.
No, we didn't.
People agreed to adjourn the meeting. Raise their hand.
Point of information. Next meeting, the 4th.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Andy abstained.
5.
Andy abstained.
5. No 5. Abstention.
Down on the
6. Paper. Okay,
so we don't know if the next
turn
meeting
it
is
off.
The 4th.
The meeting's over. The meeting's over.
It is the 4th. It is the 4th. Okay.
Turn it off.
Make me turn it off, motherfucker.
You can look on the
internet.
The meeting's over.
Mike, what is your problem?
The meeting's over.
We're going to interview Mike Beasley
over.
Here. He's saying the meeting's over.
The meeting's over.
Yeah, so what?
The meeting's over. Stop recording. Now you don't have a right to record.
I have
the meeting's over. The public
show me where I don't have a right to record. Show me the law. Show me the...
Oh, man, do I have to show you this shit?
You got... Oh, good. Okay.
Don't threaten this guy.
I'm not threatening. I was just
you don't have a right
joking.
To record, Peter.
You don't have a right to record.
I keep a catalog of when these recordings are going down
right
and which ones show up and which ones don't. Okay?
You don't have a right to record.
Say whatever you want
hey,
to record and show up.
I'll tell
fine,
you, turn it off, but I hate you.
Good.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I do.
You know,
some people talk want to know who's getting prisoners' petitions and all that kind of shit. I'm
you don't have a right to talk people's conversation.
Fine. Hey, do you hear me disagreeing with you?
Yeah.
Do you hear me disagreeing with you?
Okay.
Mike, read it to the record.
You don't have a right to record people's conversation.
Go ahead. Okay. Read it to the record. Here.
Okay.
So we have it right there.
Huh? You don't have a right to record because this is a private foundation, not a public institution. One. Two, you're not supposed to record people if they said not to. The private meetings, you can't record without permission.
You're going to read the reference and all that for me, right?
No.
That's not true.
Huh?
You know you're wrong.
Well, you better look at the law. I'm telling you.
No, you can record a telephone.
No, you can't. No, you can't record a telephone conversation.
No. That
person.
Not,
no.
No.
No. You got to let me. That
you
got to
go and
state no.
Exactly.
No, you got to be. You got to be. You got to be. You got to be. And let people know you're recording.
No.
So you're
not in New
York.
Okay.
You can't open legally.
I'm telling you, you cannot take a private conversation, especially on a telephone.
No. If you're a party to the conversation,
no, you can't do it across the wire. What you can do is you can take a conversation.
A third party cannot take, but one of the people in the conversation can take of the conversation.
No, you got to let people on the telephone. You got to let people know.
No, you don't.
Of course, the public instrument. No, of course, the public instrument. You can't. You can record this conversation if you have it under your desk here.
No, I'm saying legally.
Well, we'll talk about this, though, Mike. What's the thing?
No, this is, you can't record.
So, yeah, give me the reference.
In other states, it is illegal. In this state, it is legal.
You're sure.
Yeah.
We need to start
We'll have to set up a procedure to hire lawyers to figure out who we should hire. We need a radical activist.
I'm not an activist. They're
the best kind. They tell you exactly what you want to hear.
That's it.
No, you're the radical activist.
They'll be a lawsuit, but they'll be happy to defend you. And at $300 an hour, whatever the going rate is now. I don't know.
And the worse their advice, the better their chance of getting paid on the field.
Because this issue came up.
I got a library in your backpack.
The whole way?
Yeah.
At $300 an hour.
How do you find out when it's a win and where of the game?
Okay. You start going through the law.
Right.
Okay. Starting with Gregory Vanderwiel's law.
Right.
Everything he was a public corporation, not private foundations or private corporation.
So I called up the
okay? You are entitled to privacy in private meetings. You can exclude people in private meetings.
So this is section something of the what? The Communications Act? This is from the Communications Act.
Yeah. In the Communications Act, the only time you're supposed to... If you are... Most of your business you're discussing, in quotes, anything to do with the Communications Act, you may have to, under CPB funding, in quote, open a meeting up. But you're talking about other things that have nothing to do with that.
I'm talking about anything. Okay. So Mike's pointing to paragraph in section 8.
A whole bunch of references.
I'm not going to read all this.
I know. I'm just telling you. When Gregory brought it up, the question is, are we private or public? That's the key question. If you're private, you had no right to record without the permission of the people.
And you're saying because the meeting ended.
Recording rights.
Everybody in this room all of a sudden became private, just like
exactly.
That. Well, that could be argued.
Okay.
That could be argued.
That's the way it is.
I don't really have an opinion on that, to be honest with you.
Well, you should.
Yet.
As an American, you should. Privacy is your first right before the Constitution.
No.
I'm talking
about...
Don't say no.
That's why it's not written in the Constitution. That's why it's not written in the Constitution, because you have it before the Constitution.
I'm talking about here.
The Constitution doesn't comprehend all laws.
True.
Okay? It doesn't comprehend the Ten Commandments. It doesn't comprehend custom. It only comprehends a little shell. Everything else is left to what can be law.
It's a shell game. That's what it is, damn it. It's a shell game.
The Constitution is a codification of a little small part. Everything else is left where it was before or to this state.
Okay? Allegedly, yeah.
No, not allegedly. Law comes from the common people, not from the courts.
But I'm talking about here and now.
As soon as the meeting's over, then yes, your right to record is over. Unless you go to people and say, can I record you?
And you're saying it because it becomes...
Unless you go to people, individuals, say, can I record you?
And this becomes private after the meeting. That's the issue.
I'm saying...
And in fact, it's the board that consented to the recording.
The board can tell you not to record.
No, they can.
Yes, they can.
Because it's a public meeting.
No, it's not a public meeting.
That's a public meeting.
It is.
It's not a public meeting.
Public meetings are for public bodies, not for private corporations.
It's not a public meeting.
If it's open to the public, it's a public meeting.
Tell me what the law is.
Okay, we've come to an impasse here, so shut the fucking thing off.
Private corporations control what is going in and out and what is...